Do you know, I think if we explored each other's lives and did a spiritual poll of humanity, we'd find that everybody struggles with fear and anxiety. Why? Because the devil's chief weapon that he uses against mankind is fear, doubt, and hatred. So we're all battling the same thing. And Satan is continually barraging us with thoughts about what's going to happen here and what's going to happen there and what's going to happen to our children and what's going to happen with the future and what's going to happen in this relationship and what's going to happen with our job. And the list goes on and on and on. But you know what? Because we've received the gift of Jesus Christ and in so doing received the gift of the Holy Spirit and the Word of God, we can overcome fear and anxiety. Philippians 4, verse 6 and 7 says, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to God." And so we come against this spirit of anxiety, recognizing that it needs to be warred against. It's not to be accepted. We're not to be passive about it. We can't just be passive and let the devil beat us up. We have to recognize that God's will for our life is that we would have peace, that we'd have victory. Jesus' will for us is that we would have joy, right? Whom the Son sets free will be free indeed, he said. So we need to recognize that anxiety is not to be received, it's to be warred against. So the first thing I want to say to you is wake up and stop receiving anxiety as if it's hopeless and you could never cast it out of your life. Rather, what we need to recognize, it's an enemy that can be overcome. And the first step to overcoming it, beloved, is asking God to help us and relying and quoting the written Word of God that's a light to our path and it's a sword to be used against the enemy. Join me once again as I continue next time on this same theme.